This is Dr. Dave, and let's talk about limitations. For 10 years, I explored remote sections of the Saudi Arabian desert using Land Rover Defenders. If you want to see pictures of my trucks, you can visit my website, maxingout.com. That's maxingout.com. And in Captain's Log number 16, you can see two of my Land Rover trucks. They are awesome expeditionary vehicles. When I first started traveling in the desert, I was a timid explorer. I might drive only 3 or 4 miles off-road before the voice of fear took over and stopped me in my tracks. Small trips that lasted only a few hours felt pretty big to me. And the reason was because I was a novice, and I didn't really know what I was doing. That's the way it is when you're a beginner. Small seems big when you're first getting started. 10 years later, I routinely drove 1,000 kilometers across the uninhabited empty quarter, and it didn't seem like a big deal. I was experienced, and big seemed small and quite manageable. When I started out, a 2-hour trip into the desert was a real challenge, but by the time I left Arabia, a 7-day trip off-road was a routine event in my life. When I was a beginner, I didn't know how to drive in the sand dunes, and I didn't know how to recover my vehicle if I got stuck. When I was an expert, I rarely got stuck. When I was starting out, limitations littered the landscape of my 4-wheel drive life. After I had 10 years of desert experience, my limitations were nowhere in sight. Although limitations appear real, appearances are deceiving. The only way to find out if they're real is to test them. You can talk about them and look at them from every angle. You can think about them and analyze them. You can ask your family and friends about them. Still, you never know if they're real until you test them. Most of your limitations disappear when they're exposed to the power of persistent actions. Limitations don't come on tablets of stone from the hand of God. They're a choice that you make about what you believe is possible in your life. When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, he carried a stone tablet in his hands. As far as we know, this is the only time that God ever sent us a message on tablets of stone. That message was the Ten Commandments. He'd already written those commandments into the fabric of the moral universe, and he'd written them into the hearts of every person living on planet Earth, but he sent those stone tablets special delivery to make sure that we had received the message. The Ten Commandments are like Mount Everest. They've been here for a long time, and they're not going to go away anytime soon. Personal beliefs are different. They're a choice, and they can change. Personal beliefs are not commandments given by God. They're not written into the fabric of the moral universe. No universal moral agent enforces the peculiarities of your beliefs on the rest of the world. You have the privilege of choosing your own personal beliefs. This should liberate you and make it easier to reach your dreams. Unfortunately, the opposite is often true. Instead of choosing liberating beliefs, you may choose limiting ones that make your dreams impossible. When given a choice between limiting beliefs and liberating ones, most people choose limiting ones. This perverse and self-destructive choice is the result of living in a negative world. Negative words and thoughts are covered in mental superglue. The words no, never, can't, no way, not now, and impossible stick in your mind at an early age. When children are 2 years old, their favorite word is no, and it sticks in their mind for the rest of their life. By the time they're 20 years old, they've heard the word hundreds of thousands of times. They become so used to hearing it that they're not surprised when it falls on their ears. Before long, their brain shifts gears and focuses on their limitations rather than on their possibilities. It's much easier to say no than it is to say yes. When you say no, you don't have to do anything except move your lips and sit back in your easy chair. When you say yes, the work has just begun. It's time for the blood and sweat and tears to begin. Saying yes is hard. Saying no is all too easy. Too many people graduate from the University of Life with a PhD in negative thinking. They know their limiting beliefs by heart, and they can effortlessly recite them. They know all the reasons why their dreams are impossible, and they're also experts at telling you everything that you can't do. You must identify and eliminate the limiting beliefs that are lurking in your mind. Your dreams will sink in a sea of limitation unless you eradicate your limiting beliefs. You must list your limiting beliefs by writing them on paper and write an explanation of why they apply to you. Explain why other people get along fine without them. Take a pencil and paper and make a list of all your limiting beliefs. This will force you to think about your limitations in a disciplined manner. Most of your limitations are the result of living the unexamined life. You accept your limitations without question. Your limitations suddenly appeared at some time in the past, and you never questioned how they got there or why they should apply to you. When I drive in the deserts of Arabia, I frequently encounter mirages. My eyes tell me that I am surrounded by water on all sides. Nevertheless, there isn't a drop of water for miles in any direction. When I drive toward the water, it disappears. When I try to examine a mirage up close, I find that it's not there. Limitations frequently turn out to be mirages. When you examine them up close, they disappear. You need to examine every limitation in your mind to see if it's real or if it's just a figment of your imagination. Your limiting beliefs are not part of the fabric of the universe. They are not the way things must be. Limiting beliefs don't come on tablets of stone from the hand of God. They don't come down from Mount Sinai. They're a choice that you make. The only limiting beliefs that you will ever change are the ones that you know about. You need to live the well-examined life so that you can discard your limiting beliefs. There is no reason to place limitations on worthwhile objectives before you try to make them happen. Limitations reflect your beliefs about what is possible. Beliefs are subject to change, and therefore, your limitations are subject to change as well. When you face a challenge, you have a choice. You either write a script of limitations or possibilities based on your beliefs about yourself. Inside your brain is a personalized collection of limiting beliefs that tells you everything that you can and cannot do. Your limiting beliefs create massive confusion in your mind, and you attribute your limitations to the world rather than to yourself. When you look at the world to discover your limitations, you're looking in the wrong place. Don't look at the outside world. Instead, look fearlessly within. Every single one of your limitations was selected and adopted by you, and now you carry them with you wherever you go. Once you understand that your limitations originate within yourself, you have the option of changing them. Every belief is a choice. When you choose your beliefs, you choose your limitations. When you change your beliefs, you change your limitations. Changing your beliefs about yourself doesn't require superhuman powers. You don't have to be a genius or earn an advanced degree in no-limit thinking. Ordinary intellectual powers are sufficient for the job. All you need to do is choose your beliefs well. Everyone who realizes their dreams has chosen well. When they examine their beliefs about who they are and what they can do with their life, they don't pre-select any limitations. They fearlessly move in the direction of their dreams, acting as if their dreams are possible. They act as if they cannot fail, and they go as far as they can for as long as they can. Now, when they die, they do discover their limits, but then it doesn't matter. And until that happens, they refuse to die before their time. Limitations are a way that you say no to life while pretending that life is saying no to you. They are plausible self-deceptions adopted by the lifelong disoriented. Limitations are prefabricated excuses for every failure to do what you want to do and be what you want to be. No one blames you for being held back by all the limitations that you've adopted. Limitations are a subtle form of negativity that is socially acceptable. They don't have a bad sound or smell. It even has the appearance of maturity to not struggle with reality and to accept the limitations that appear to be present in your world. Life is a laboratory for testing the limitations found in your mind. And that's what you're out there doing every single day. You're going into the laboratory and testing those limitations to see if they really are true. The lifelong disoriented don't understand that limitations first happen in their mind. When limitations pop into their mind, they accept them as fact rather than test them. That's one of the reasons why they lead such miserable lives. They're saddled by limitations that exist only in their mind. Testing limitations is the only way to reach your dreams. When you test them, you always discover that you can do more than you thought you could. It's rare to find that you can do less unless you just don't try. Most of your limitations disappear when you do two things. First, you act as if your dreams are possible, and second, you act as if you cannot fail. You don't need to worry about your limitations because most of them will vanish when exposed to the power of persistent action. Many obstacles are found on the path to your dreams, and obstacles take the form of either barriers or hurdles. There's no difference between a barrier or a hurdle, except for the way that you deal with them in your mind. When obstacles appear, one person sees barriers and another person sees hurdles. Those who see barriers look for their limits, and they are excellent quitters. They make quitting their specialty. When they see a barrier, they instantly know that this is as far as they can go. Those who see hurdles approach the same obstacles and jump over them. There are many obstacles in life. All of your great adventures are going to be found on the far side of those obstacles. All of your dreams are found on the far side as well. And whether an obstacle is a barrier or a hurdle depends upon how you treat obstacles in your mind. If you are an expert at building big, strong, impenetrable barriers, you will never experience the adventures found on the far side of those obstacles. If you study at the University of Life and have a PhD in the architecture and construction of impenetrable barriers, you will spend the rest of your life discovering all the reasons why you can't do what you want. You will develop expertise in how to gracefully surrender your dreams, and you'll be able to give excellent lectures on the futility of life. You will join the ranks of the lifelong disoriented who studied at the same university with advanced degrees in failure, quitting, and broken dreams. Those who see hurdles enroll in different programs in the University of Life. These people are experts at jumping hurdles. They specialize in their demolition. They even take courses in how to tunnel under the hurdles that they encounter. For these people, hurdles have nothing to do with limitations. Hurdles are merely the challenges they face as they move from one adventure to the next. The only barrier that ever stops them occurs on the day they die. Until then, they're too busy jumping, tunneling, tearing down, or going around the hurdles of life. Limitations are a double dose of poison because they don't just limit you. They limit God's ability to help you as well. When you adopt a limitation, you're limiting God's ability to work in your life. You're saying that God obviously can't help you with a particular problem because if he could, you wouldn't have adopted that limitation. Adopting limitations is like putting handcuffs on God. God gave you unlimited potential for excellence. You have the privilege of being one of his children, and he has a plan for your life that is better than anything that you can imagine. You need to have a talk with God and find out about his plan for your life. Limitations are not part of that plan. Even if you've adopted limitations that seem to be written in stone, that's not a problem for God. The power of his love can easily break them up and set you free. Remember, the most powerful force in the universe is God's love, and the most positive force in the universe is God's love, and there is no limit to how good your life can become when you open your heart and mind to the power of God's love. You must max out on God's love and make your limitations disappear. Now I'm going to give you an affirmation that you should memorize. Here's the affirmation. Life is a laboratory for testing the limitations found in my mind. Although limitations appear real, appearances are deceiving. The only way to find out if they're real is to test them. I can talk about them and look at them from every angle. I can think about them and analyze them. I can ask my family and friends about them. Still, I never know if they're real until I test them. When I test them, I always find that I can do more than I thought I could. It's rare to discover that I can do less unless I just don't try. most of my limitations disappear when I do two things. First, I act as if my dreams are possible, and second, I act as if I cannot fail. I don't worry about my limitations because most of them vanish when exposed to the power of persistent action.